Amsterdam. In terms of the blanks, there are some different sorts of blanks out there. A matrix blank is simply a sample of the same sort of media, so this could be like a soil, which is taken in the same run as you collecting your test samples, and it's in a nearby location where you don't think there'll be significant values of your analyte. So for instance, if you're analysing for lead and you think you've got this polluted site, then you'll go maybe like 20 kilometres away where you're now not near a lead smelter, for instance, and you don't expect there to be any lead, and that'll just give you the environmental background level of lead that you're finding in that soil type, so to give you a background. A field blank is where during the sample you take some analyte-free matrix to the site. You treat it exactly as for all the other samples. So if you're going to be collecting soil samples, for instance, and using exactly the same spade to dig up that sample of matrix out of your container and transfer it to a new clean sample container, you store it in exactly the same esky, etc., bring it back to the lab. Particularly important for volatile compounds because it's easy to get volatiles moving from one container to the next and contaminating an entire batch. So that's the function of the field blank. The equipment blank is quite similar in that it's, in this case though, it's only checking one step. It's just checking for your cleaning of equipment. So all you're doing then is simply taking your sample, which is, for instance, if you're collecting a soil sample, in between every soil sample, you're washing down your shovel or whatever that you're using. So in this case here, you're just using that particular step of the whole procedure and checking that out to make sure that you don't have any sampling artifacts. Again, a practical example, there was a student who was collecting samples in one of the islands of the Torres Strait. She was collecting for metals. She was using a shovel that had been galvanised, and one of the metals that she was analysing for was zinc. She wasn't really too smart. So it was picked up in this process.